It was a cruel price he paid. The biggest, utmost price. They hate his love and he suffered it. They mocked his truth and he suffered it. They twisted his words and twisted his motives and bore false witness against him. Still he suffered it. He bared his heart like a brother. He witnessed for truth. Like a prophet, he forgave like a saint. He opened the heavens like a god. And they fell on him, and the hate struck at the brother, and lies smote at the prophet, and malignance clutched at the saint, and hell spewed its venom. And so at last he died. But he endured and suffered all as one who abates not one jot or one tittle of what is right and good and true, lest the blazing path should be made dim. Now on this path, through countless generations, shall man in him learning love's life walk into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And sitting down, I watched you there, Galilean. For in a dream, you were upon your cross again. And the wan light struggled cold through a torn cloud and glistened palely on your body. I looked at you for a long time, and afterward I said, Master, can you speak to me? And the great silence was broken, and you said, I could have escaped as I escaped before, but every avoidance was only postponement. Unless I was ready to change my way, it had to come to this. Had I changed my way, I could have saved my skin. Can a man think as I thought and not be crucified at last by what men think? All the prophets who went before me and all who will come after me are my witnesses that I wear their crown and suffer their piercing. The Father has spoken through us all. And you said, hanging there, man is a fearful contradiction against himself. I should rather be here with my faith in him than elsewhere sharing his unbelief. For all his sin, as I see man, man is worth being here for. By this fidelity to the God in me, man may yet hear me calling to the God in him. God is everything to man. Everything. To the measure that a man does not know it, he has nothing. Are you our substitute, as they say, I ask? Are we saved by something you are doing in our stead? And you answered, I can do nothing in your stead. I can only show you what to do and how life comes Unless a man lay down his life, yield it to God's purpose for the world, he will never find it, never. And only in the offering of himself is there either peace or power. Believe in me and live. And the silence came down again. Sitting there, I watched you a little while longer, Galilean. And then I said, you dreamed a dream that was resented. And rather than betray it, you bore right onward and received the shock of men's resentment in yourself. You are killed by men's sin. As I said that, I noticed how a leafless shrub growing gaunt from the stones shuddered in the bleak wind that of a sudden moaned and passed. I rose up and I walked over to you, Galilean, and I said, God wins when men believe in him and in man like this. This is God's victory. This is how the sin of the world may be taken away. But how much of himself should a man give? You did not answer me, Galilean. And in the awful stillness, I saw your head was sunken on your breast. There was no more that you could give. No more. Whenever there is silence around me by day and by night, I'm startled by a cry. It came down from the cross. The first time I heard it, I went out and searched and found a man in the throes of crucifixion, and I said, I will take you down. And I tried to take the nails out of his feet, but he said, let them be, for I cannot be taken down until every man and every woman and every child come together to take me down. And I said, but I cannot stand to hear you cry. What can I do? And he said, go about the world. Tell everyone that you meet that there's a man on the cross. A man on the cross. Tell everybody. Everybody that you meet. There was no glory on the hills that day. Only dark shame and three stark crosses rearing at the sky. Only a whining wind and an anguished voice crying forgiveness.
and then darkness fell.
We sit today in cushioned pews, and for 3 hours we watch with him singing and praying, hearing quiet words. There is a gentle rustle as we move in and out, too busy to stay long, or else too tired to sit so long a time in a single place. We see a golden cross and pray to God that someday in his own good time the world may do his will. But we ourselves have little time to help, except to say a prayer in the place where we sit. The golden cross is all aglow. The candle flames like flame, it burns in my heart. The golden cross is turned to fire. The candle glow has set the cross on fire. The burning cross upon the altar cries, it cries out to me. The flaming cross is burned into my heart. The others have not seen, there is a golden cross and the candle glow. There was no glory on the hills that day, but one stark cross against a vacant sky. Go about the world. Tell everyone that you meet. There's a man on the cross. There's a man. There's a man on the cross. There's a man on the cross.